Last week, when Fed Chair Jay Powell signaled that interest rate rises might slow down, the stock market shot up. But he also made another announcement, one that got less attention, but is even more fundamental to our economy. He said America is near the 2% inflation target. Why does that matter? Darian Woods from NPR's Planet Money podcast team tells us the unlikely but true story of the 2% target.
The idea started on a small island nation at the other side of the world, New Zealand. In the 1970s and 80s, New Zealand was getting crushed by high inflation, like 15%. So the government sent a young economist named Arthur Grimes around the world to see how other countries kept inflation in check. He came back and said, "Nobody has a good plan. Let's try something totally new." And here's how it went. Inflation is how much prices are rising, and that's partly caused by what people expect prices to be in the future. So when businesses think that competitors and suppliers are going to raise prices, they'll be more likely to raise their prices too. It's a cycle. So Grimes says the government should just pick a level of inflation, tell the country, and then drive the whole economy towards that target.
There was no such thing as inflation targeting at the time. It was only after New Zealand had done it that that term was actually invented.
So in 1990, New Zealand picked a cap of 2% inflation and gave themselves 3 years to achieve it. And they even came up with a slogan.
0 to 2 by 92. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It didn't go so well at first. Grimes and his colleagues were seeing unemployment numbers going up and up and up. They were facing all kinds of pressure to go back on their plan, but they held firm. And by the time the economy recovered, inflation was under control. Inflation targeting worked.
Oh, I think it was a big success.
The world's biggest economies started copying New Zealand. Canada first, the UK, then Australia, and they all announced this publicly. But here in the United States, it went a little differently.
What happened was really rather strange.
This is Sebastian Mallaby. He's the author of a biography of former Fed Chair Alan Greenspan. He surfaced the bizarre way the US Federal Reserve settled on 2%. The decision was made at a central bankers' meeting in 1996.
It's almost like they didn't come up with it. They just kind of landed on it by some quirk of how the conversation flowed.
Alan Greenspan asked Janet Yellen, another central banker, if she thought there should be some kind of inflation target.
And she didn't want to give a clear answer.
So she parried the question back to Alan Greenspan.
And he sort of mumbled and waffled.
Greenspan says 0%. And Yellen says, "Measurement problems? So you really mean 2%, right?"
Then it kind of stuck.
The next day, Alan Greenspan, the Fed chair at the time, tells everyone at the meeting to keep it a secret.
He said, "I will tell you that if the 2% inflation figure gets out of this room, it is going to create more problems for us than I think any of you might anticipate."
The Fed unofficially targeted 2% inflation for 16 years before admitting it publicly. And inflation has stayed quiet this whole time, maybe even a bit too quiet.
There's no magical logic that justifies 2% more than 1% or 3%. And yet we've made a kind of fetish of this 2% target.
But 2% is still the target, affecting decisions on things like interest rates, money supply, how America runs its whole economy. Darian Woods, NPR News.